Ronnie Carter. Is that enough?
I think that's enough.
All right. But and you stayed up all night working on his bio.
I did.
And then four pages of ink.
Yeah, I killed three trees with all the stuff I had on.
Hey, Ronnie, good morning. What's up?
Greg, I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. We could say all the different things, but since 1986, the executive director, TSSAA, Hall of Fame's here, Hall of Fame's there. The reason we want you on, Ronnie, the Blue Cross Bowl games are moving down to Chattanooga this year from Cookeville, and I thought Cookeville did a really good job with them when they were up on the plateau. But you and I were talking the other day just about the history of the championship, football championships, and their evolution. And I didn't even know this. I should have, but up until 1985, just one team from each of the 16 districts, and that was it that made a spot in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. The playoffs have a great history, and it's interesting to watch what all is going on in college football right now and realize if you look at high schools, not that they would look at high schools as a model, but if you look at it, you can see what's going to happen, because when the playoffs first started in 69, there were three classes and four teams in them. And now look at them, and you literally see the evolving, and you witness so much over time and why it went from 4 to 8 to 16 and so on. But you can almost see that's what's getting ready to happen in college football too, you know.
Hey, Ronnie, this is Bubba Spears. I can't.
Bubba, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I know you're hitting them every day, but let's sit here. I mean, I couldn't get you on air and not talk about this. I mean, you coached for 11 years, and you coached at McMurray Junior High and John Overton. But here's the thing. You taught mathematics and coached football, basketball, wrestling, and track. So, I mean, it's not like you just hopped into TSSAA. And, I mean, you took your position of assistant executive director back in 1978.
That's correct.
I mean, yep. If you want to go into TSSAA, all you have to do is, like we said, you just mentioned Ronnie Carter.
Well, I appreciate that. But, Bubba, you can identify with this. At the time, all I was in 1978, all I was really wanting to do was get ready for the next year at Overton. And things just happened, and Johnny Miller went to Austin Peay. And I thought, well, I thought about administration a little bit, but really hadn't thought that. But I thought it'd be a good experience to apply, knowing I wouldn't be in the Final Four or anything. And lo and behold, the next thing I'm doing is on the phone with Gil, accepting the position. But it was a great 31 years. I've told people many times, there's tough times, like in anything. But if you talk sports all day long, it can't be bad.
Amen.
Ronnie Craig Ladd, I guess the evolution of to where we are right now, I can hearken back to, where the Clinic Bowl was the quote-unquote pseudo state championship to where we are now. It's just unbelievable where we are now compared to back then.
Yeah, it is. And if you take the entire history of it from the time it started, I think those 23 years with the Junior Chamber of Commerce and the Clinic Bowl, I think that was the thing that really gave it a shot. And it's one of those great stories of timing, because when Scooter Clifford and Charlie Warfield came to meet with Gil and I and explore the possibility, you have to remember at that time, and Bubba remembers this, the championships were rotating from home site to home site. So we explained to them that it was very unlikely that the schools would want to do this, because now they would never see it again in East Tennessee or West Tennessee, or they wouldn't see it for a long time. So there were, you just did that. And then they created a proposal that was just unbelievable for the schools to consider. But the icing on the cake was that when we hit the championships, we could just as easily have had a team from East Tennessee playing a team from Memphis. And in the AAA, we ended up with Lincoln County and Gallatin, and Bubba remembers it. and we end up with about 20-something thousand people there in a great football game. And it made it for the Junior Chamber, and it made it for TSSAA, too. And you're right, Clinic Bowl has a 23-year history with the Junior Chamber of Commerce before the Blue Cross Bowl took shape and before it moves to Cookeville and so on. And in my personal opinion, I think that 23 years was just an unbelievable period of time in the history.
And then the title sponsorship of Blue Cross Bowl, the Blue Cross Bowl, Blue Shield, in Murfreesboro to Cookeville, now to Chattanooga. Just talk about that evolution, because they've been great partners all the way.
Well, they have, and Blue Cross Blue Shield has been a great partner of TSSAA for years, and and we did a lot of things with them. And when that happened, it's just again one of those great timing things, and it was a great move for the association. And then Bernard and them, they moved it there in 2009. I retired in 2009, moved it to Cookeville, and I'm sure it was a tough decision at that particular point leaving Murfreesboro, but it's been a great thing for Cookeville. It's been a great thing for TSSAA, I'm sure. And I think the move to Chattanooga will prove to be true also, because Chattanooga's been in the right place at the right time in the evolution of TSSAA. That's when we first moved the state wrestling tournament to UTC. That was the big move for wrestling. Then along comes a thing called Spring Fling, and it ends up in Chattanooga, and you know the rest of that story. So I think and they hosted girls soccer this year and did a tremendous job, and I think it's going to prove to be another great move for TSSAA and for Chattanooga.
You know, Ronnie, I can remember when I first started teaching and coaching in 1979, coming out of Belmont, and I'm up at Mount Juliet, and it's just one team going. People don't understand that. Mount Juliet, we'd had the 3 years I was there, we had three outstanding years. You lose one game, of course, we lost to Galton every year, and Galton would go, of course. Then the year we beat Galton, Smyrna beat us. So, then when it went to two, everybody just went crazy. Oh, no. And now look at it now. And it's just unbelievable. You start in August, and then you finish up right now. It'll be in December. But the advancement that they've made in high school football, and you was a big part of that.
Well, it was, not that I was a big part of it, but, Bubba, I used the illustration of Gallatin and Mount Juliet for many times when people want to know, why did it go to 16 and why did they start taking runner-ups? And I said, you have to understand the impact that it was having on regular season. And a lot of people, they don't think about that, but I said, and this was all over the state in one class or another, but in Middle Tennessee, every year, Gallatin and Mount Juliet were ending up 1-2, and whoever lost that first game generally went 9-1 and 8-2. But one of the things that we found in talking with administration of both schools was they would see their regular season games start dropping off, because now they were no longer alive in the playoffs and the battle for the playoffs. And as a result of that, you could see the impact it was having not just on the playoffs but on schools in their regular season. And that was a major part of the decision by the schools also.
Ronnie, are there too many state championship games right now? There's 9.
That's correct.
Great answer. Your turn, Craig.
Is that a question or a statement?
That was it's however you want to take it, Ronnie.
Well, from a personal perspective, I was not a fan of Division I, Division II, of the move to go to Division II. But the great thing about the Athletic Association, as Bubba can tell you, is it's an organization of the schools. And the schools make those decisions through their process. And our role at the office was just to administer that program. So our role when Division, and some would say, why were you against it? I was against it for one reason. There was a philosophical reason, but if someone all of a sudden tells you you've got 30 schools and you've got to create tournaments for them in all sports, that can be a little scary. And that was what Division II, the scary part of Division II. But as we all know now, it's been 20-something years, and now there's very few people can remember when it was not Division I, Division II, and independent schools in a separate division. And so you have that with three, and then you have what's happened with the Division I. And obviously, a lot of people think that's too many, but you can also see, I tell people, that when you're in the championships or you advance, it doesn't make any difference how many they are. The schools that are there are going to have a great, great experience.
Ronnie, I think I just put on my reporter hat and you put your administrator hat back on there for a second. Good answer.
Absolutely. Ronnie, just to piggyback off of that, you were right in the middle of the discussions of the split. Really, the first proposal to separate public and private was in 1986. Then it really got some momentum. A lot of people point to the fact that Brentwood Academy knocked off Riverdale in the 5A Clinic Bowl.
Riverdale, the other way around.
Yeah, Brentwood Academy knocked off Riverdale. I'm sorry. And I guess talk about what all went through that, and the split happened in 1997, your tenure, of course, a little different than it is now. It's completely split now, but I guess talk about that. It was really a different time back then because, you know, a lot of grumbling going on.
Well, it was, but it was also a great time. When you start thinking of some of those matchups with different schools like MBA and public schools in town, if you were in Chattanooga, there was nothing bigger than Red Bank playing Macaulay in the regular season or them battling for playoff spots and so on. So, and that's probably my age coming back. I think that was the best time because you had everybody together. I've never thought that anything really positive happens when you start splitting. It sounds great, and it gives more teams opportunities. But if you look back at the history of basketball in Tennessee, it was never better than 55, 56, and 57 when Lyndon won three state championships, and they were the smallest school in the state of Tennessee, and they were playing Kingsport, Dobbins, Bennett, and all of them. So I'm not a big, quote, classification person, but I understand why the schools want it and understand why the decisions were made to do what they were. But it's also something that is lost along that way also, and that is you now lose those schools playing each other. They'll play in regular season, but they don't have to, as Bubba knows. And as a result of that, you now see things much differently. And you can just talk in Metro. You see things much differently there now than they did, say, back in the era when Bubba first started coaching.
And one thing you never had to deal with was a pandemic. Can you imagine what Bernard and Matthew Gillespie and all, everybody, and, you know, not only from the administrative part, but just everybody in our state, it was all new. Everything was new, and then every time you thought you had an answer, there was four different questions.
Oh, yeah. There's no question what the association faced with the pandemic in the last two years, and we're not through facing it. What the association faced and what schools faced individually in dealing with it and with the kids that are in the program, it's unreal. I don't think there's ever been anything in our history and education quite like the challenges of the last two or three years. And sometimes what we forget about is the ones that's impacted the most are the kids. Can you imagine being a student during that period of time and the things that have happened to you in your high school experience? And I think it's been very, very tough, but I think the other part is everyone's responded. Bernard, Mark Reeves especially, Mark was involved with the for many, many years with the National Federation Sports Medicine Committee, and as a result of that, dealt with a lot of issues. And between Bernard and Mark, and then working with the governor's office, they came up with a great plan in that period of time. Probably as great as any of the associations, because I'm sure y'all know this, there were many associations that didn't play sports that particular year. But Tennessee, I think, did some unbelievable things to allow schools to still be able to participate.
Ronnie, always great to catch up with you. You know that. And enjoy the grandkids.
I always do, Greg. All of y'all, Craig, Bubba, it's great to talk with you.
All right. Thank you, Ronnie. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Ronnie.
All right, Ronnie Carter. Can you imagine? We could sit here all day talk to him.
Oh, he's a show himself. I mean, you know, he's been